Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, I cannot believe that I was number one. Well, listen, I could still be number one. I might not be. But whatever happens, in my first day of releasing my two first podcasts, I was number one. And that is down to you lot. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful to you all. I don't know why you want to sit and listen to me talking bollocks, but you obviously enjoy it. And, long may it continue. I'm having such a great time. I've recorded quite a few different ones, but because obviously it's gone really well, we thought it would be lovely just to do a thank you and to talk about, you know, how it's felt really to do the launch and to see it climb up the charts. There's a billboard that's been out in the West End. I mean, it's ridiculous. Next to the Hippodrome, if you don't mind. Great big billboard with my face on it. I have said to people, hopefully they'll send some selfies to me if they pass it. But listen to this voice note, Emma, that I got. This is from Maria, who you met the other day, guys. It's unbelievable.
Babes, you're right. I don't want to alarm you, but I've just been on looking for your podcast and stumbled across Grace Dent's. It's basically your front cover, which might be a bit of a problemo. I know you love the colour green, but she's literally got green, pink, rollers in. Yeah, I don't know how we've missed that one, but I think you might want to just have a little look and see if you maybe want to use one of the other picks. I think your colours in that are all right, but I just think it's probably a bit too close and obviously very unintentional, but, you know, you want to be you. Yeah, sorry. Let me know what you think. Love you, bye.
Oh, good spot, Maria. Well done. That's,
I mean, how have we not noticed that?
Well, you know, being fair to us, there are a lot of podcasts.
And, no, you're right.
So sorry,
you're...
Grace. So sorry.
Yeah, no. She's going to be fine. Do you know what? I'll send her a jacket potato or something.
For the people who don't understand that reference, because she's got the podcast is called Comfort Eating, that would be a really
strange... She's an amazing
strange...
restaurant reviewer. She's amazing. And I'm copying her podcast cover. No, I'm not. Subliminally, maybe I loved her photo. Maybe it is somewhere in my brain. But the funny thing was, when we did the photo shoot with Kieran, I had a green dressing gown on. My friend Lucy bought me a green, beautiful green dressing gown. And we photoshopped the colour, didn't we, Em?
Yeah.
We even changed the bloody, because we were like, I love green and pink. They're my two favourite colours together. But we changed the dressing gown colour.
Because we loved the pink of your jumper.
That's correct.
So we were like, we like the colour of this jumper, but let's see what the rollers and the more sort of dressed down.
And I wear rollers all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's something I do. You know, I'll have my rollers in. And I just thought it'd be funny and to do a funny face and whatever. But yeah, I really like those photos as well. I'm a bit gutted.
It'll be okay. We'll find a way.
I've got loads of different ones. I can chuck a few up, can't I? Different ones. Yeah. It'll be fine. I hope Grace is all right though. I hope she'll be all right with me.
Drop
a little message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's understandable because rollers is a go-to kind of image of woman at home, pottering around.
If it was 1947.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Listen, I would wear my rollers out all the time. That would be my hairstyle if I could. It's out the way. It's neat. I love it. I love having rollers in. So, yeah, I was really happy that it had all been swapped out and stuff. And then Michael sent over the billboards, which I've got that picture on, but it'll be fine. It's all
right.
You're
on billboards in the West End.
I know, it's mad. It doesn't really matter what the fuck the picture is. I'm on a billboard. Don't worry about it. It don't matter.
Are you going to have a chance to get into town and try and pose with yourself?
No, I don't think I am. I've got a really busy weekend with the kids.
Yeah.
As in doing nothing, actually.
Yeah.
Which sounds ridiculous, but I just want to do nothing with them and be at home. I don't know if Eliza's got a match on either on Saturday, which will be an early start. But yeah, I just kind of don't want to go, oh, let's go and get on the train so I can have a picture of mummy's face. They'll be like, why have we come to London to see you on a billboard? It's a bit self-indulgent. So, yeah, it's been really amazing. And I'm really proud. I tell you, the biggest thing I'm proud about, right, it just shows you what I've always said. People like just normal shit. People enjoy talking about the normal stuff. And, you know, just don't dress it up. That's what I want this to be. I don't want to dress it up. I don't want to be worrying about what I'm saying or thinking, oh, is it too boring to talk about this? You know, people like talking about mundane stuff. So I'm ever so pleased with myself, actually. I lost my dad 3 years ago on the 24th of April. And I feel like he was looking down on me. And he was saying, go on, Nat. I'm really proud of you and it'll be a really good week for you. So it was just a great week. You know, it's an emotional time and I can be quite sentimental. But as usual, I always make a laugh out of it and you know, turn everything into a positive. But I know that my dad would be super proud of me. And all my family have been super proud. Elves and Maria, my nieces, they came, you know, Elia popped round. They'd bought me some beautiful flowers. One of our Irish friends, who's a neighbour up the road, brought me a bottle of champagne in. And, you know, brothers are really excited. All my friends. It's just been really, really lovely. Now I've got to just keep at it. This has absolutely taken over. I do feel like I'm going to have to control the phone usage, right? Because all of you are texting me, messaging me. I've got the number now and it's really hard. I do want to get back to all of you and I'm sorry if I haven't, but it's absolutely impossible. I'm never going to be able to thank everybody, but I do the best that I can. And that's why I do my Insta posts and stuff to, you know, to thank you all. But it's brilliant. Just keep on sending me voice notes all about the show. Tell me what you think of it. Sam's message loads. We are now buddies, business WhatsApp buddies. She's been listening. I don't know if you saw those, the messages from Sam. There was a few new ones this morning.
Oh, I've got one in and we can play.
Got one there from Sam. Yeah, let's play Sam's messaging.
Hi Nat, it's Sam here. Just wanted to leave you a message to say that we've been listening to your Life with Nat this morning and you just make me laugh. You're so funny, you're so normal, love you to bits. And you're off the telly with Joe is just so funny. Been listening to you for a while actually and I just love everything about you. Just so bloody damn normal. And you talk about normal things. So yay, well done girls. It's just been a great morning listening to you while I've been creative making stuff and look forward to the next one. Lots of love. Bye.
Oh, love Sam. What a lovely lady. Do you know what? She sounds very perky as well. That was about 10 past 7 in the morning. I don't sound like that by midday. Brilliant. But she's also, I'm going to see if I can get it up, Em. She has also told me off this morning.
Oh, yeah. What have you done?
When I do my videos and that on Instagram, I keep doing them in the morning, but I haven't taken my makeup off from the night before. And I'm really bad at it. If I have a busy day and that, I just think, I brush my teeth, obviously, but I just get into bed and think, I'll do it in the morning.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and find Sam's message.
Good morning, Nat. It's 8:45 and I'm sitting in my daughter's house waiting for the plumber. He's due between 8 and 6 p.m.
8 and 6, oh. All day long she's got to wait.
Now, missus, I'm so, so chuffed for you getting to number one. Wow, in a day? Really? Bloody hell.
And that's how I feel, Sam.
But you're not taking your makeup off, love. Come on, get a grip. It's very important you take your makeup off.
All right, Sam, give us a break.
Tonight, when you go to bed, take it off. It's important. You've got beautiful skin. Look after it. Just saying. Not being bossy.
Well, you are.
But make sure you take it off. Okay.
All right, Sam.
Lots of love and have a brilliant day. Really, really chuffed for you. Bye.
You know.
And another.
There's another one.
Another one. Yeah.
And another thing. We've got the same quilt cover. William Morris, Strawberry, Strawberry Thief, I think it is. Yeah, bang in. Bye.
Love kindred it. Spirits, we
cheers,
are.
Cheers, Sam.
I did one back, saying thanks, Sam. Yeah, no, we're buddies.
Start taking the makeup off. Thank you so much for listening. I have got good skin. I think it's because I drink water, loads of it, and sometimes gin. I hope the... what a stupid time for between 8 and 6. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we'll have a chat soon. I might get you on the pod soon, Sam.
Anyway, that's all boring, but there you go. Sam is, I reckon, a regular listener and he's going to be a regular voice noter. So thank you, Sam.
Love it.
Do you take your makeup off all the time?
No.
Because you wear a lot. You're very good at your makeup.
Oh, thank you.
There you are.
Thank you. I don't often wear it because I work from home and I'll only put it on when I'm doing something worth putting makeup on for. And
you should. I've got cleansers, Em. I've got everything. And I know you should. But sometimes, I know this is controversial. My skin is very, I'm blessed. Mm. I think it's all genetic. I don't think it matters what you pile on your face, whether you leave your makeup on or not.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things. You know what I mean? I'm getting more wrinkles, you know, as the years go by. But again, that is the lines of life. Lines of life. I've always said never say never to a bit of Botox, but at the moment I'm very happy not having anything in my face. Yeah. Very, very happy. But again, 10 years' time, I might get to 50 and think, nah, I'll have a little bit. You never know. We'll see how it goes.
You're doing it for the right reasons for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've invited a very, very special guest on for this week. It's someone that I look up to and listen to twice weekly. I love Parenting Hell so much. Josh Widdicombe's coming on because not only am I a huge fan of his, obviously, stand up and all the work he does. I just think he's brilliant, The Last Leg and Parenting Hell. But let you into a little secret that actually Josh is part of Keep It Light Media, who is the company that believe in me and is why I'm making this podcast. So that's why I want to ask him a load of questions today. And I just feel very fortunate that I've got these kind of new friends that are helping me along the way. I'm going to ask him what it's like to be at the top.
All right.
Hello, mate.
Is it recording already from the moment we...
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. That's the future, isn't it?
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm a bit bamboozled, Josh, to be honest.
Yeah?
I'm a bit overwhelmed by it all. I don't really understand what's going on.
It's great, isn't it? So good.
I know. I just don't really know how it's happened because I haven't really done any press for it or anything.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I've only used my Instagram, really.
I know, but the Instagram, I'm going to... tell you now, is quite a big deal these days.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Excited?
I am excited. I'm excited, but also really puzzled as to now how it all works.
Well, it basically means that, a bit like EastEnders, you've now got another job that goes on forever. Another weekly commitment that never ends.
No. Were you obsessed with it at the beginning?
Yeah, the charts and the numbers and the reviews and the comments on Instagram and the...
Yeah, and getting back to people. I just feel like I've been consumed by thanking people. But that can't carry on.
No,
I've done nothing.
You become jaded.
The house is a shithole. The house is a shithole. Like I've not done anything but sit on my phone. I feel like my head's going to explode.
Yeah, but that's what it's for, the first week of having a podcast. Do you know what I mean?
Is it?
It's exciting.
Can I tell you a story, though, a little one?
Go on.
Do you, I actually want your advice on this because I'm really stressed about it.
Go on, hit me.
So the picture of me in the rollers, which
where's that?
Is going to be on billboards.
Yeah.
Have you seen Grace Dent's cover of her pod?
It won't surprise you to know I haven't, no.
Well, have a look, because it looks like I've completely copied her. And I promise you... No, like, really bad.
Oh, so there's her comfort eating one.
Yeah.
And are you holding a cup of tea and a Battenberg?
I haven't got a Battenberg, but I've got rollers in, and it's the same colour palette.
Oh, no, that's all right. That doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I've swapped it. That's not obviously now the cover of the thing, but the billboards and stuff this week, the advertising, they're using that picture. And I'm really embarrassed. I really don't want her to think that I've got no ideas of my own.
No one's going to think that. No one's going to think that. Because if you did do that, it would be insane to go, I'm going to copy the picture of someone else. Like, you change it enough that it wasn't. Like, the fact it's too close for you to, so close you worry about it, shows that you haven't copied it, because otherwise you wouldn't have been as close. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
It must be a coincidence.
I might message her, because I did her.
Message her.
She's lovely. I might just say, Grace, I'm really sorry, but
yeah,
just so you know, that isn't going to be around for long.
No.
Just this week.
P.S. Check the fucking charts. Where's yours at? Now, to just some, not some bad news, but just, you're not going to be a number one forever. And if you are, that'll be amazing. Obviously, because I told Alistair Campbell he wasn't going to be a number one forever. And look at him, he's still fucking up there. But, that backfired. But obviously you get the start bump. You go as you get the new listeners. But you can't do better than being at number one.
No, it's all downhill from here.
It's not all downhill from here. What you get is you get to the point where, like me and Rob, where you're just constantly between number 10 and 20 and you have to just make a life being, you know, to use a football analogy, you're mid-table.
Mid-table's good though, isn't it?
Mid-table's great, mate.
You're not getting relegated anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is mid-table in the top league, everyone. This is the
exactly.
Out of all of the thousands of podcasts, millions of podcasts out there, you're all, this is top,
exactly,
guys.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. You shouldn't settle for just any old pair of leggings. You deserve something better, something designed with you in mind, like the new Inspire leggings by Kalia, their most versatile collection yet, made for any workout. They're lightweight, buttery soft, breathable, and made with Lycra adaptive fiber, which molds to your body for a barely there supportive fit. It's perfect for wherever your wellness routine takes you. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
And how are you feeling about doing your ads? When it gets to the point, because if you've got a popular podcast, suddenly you're going to be going, now, before I am joined by my guests, do you ever just worry about a sandwich filling on a Monday morning for your kids' lunchboxes? Because I've got this product. How are you feeling about that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, couldn't give a shit.
You're all good.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys. It's absolutely fine when you talk about the trains or whatever.
Yeah.
Happy days. It's fine.
Yeah. Did we talk about the trains?
You did train tickets, didn't you?
Oh, did we? It's being nationalised now. That's how well that went. The kids, I was nationalising it.
I'm all right with the adverts. It'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get a choice, Josh, on what, obviously, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You get a total choice, obviously, on things you can reject. So yeah. we only advertise stuff we believe in.
Yeah. Sandwich fillers.
Really?
Trains.
Or at least don't actively disbelieve in, should I say.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. 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 Have you got any questions about what awaits in the world of podcast?
Yeah, it's so much for me. I mean, I've listened to you and Rob for a very long time. Like, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, you've learned some bad habits.
I haven't. It, genuinely, not embarrassing you. It is, you know, one of my favourites.
Oh, thank you. Well, now I'm coming on your pod to promote our pod. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, tell us about your podcast, Josh. So,
so what's the format? What's it about? no, but I love you too. It's absolutely brilliant. But what I wanted to ask you, what do you think of the idea? Because obviously, I don't think there are many. Maybe I'm
I love the idea.
Wrong.
I thought your... Is it your niece?
Yeah.
She's... See, that you've got a dynamic with her and she's funny in a way that you don't have if, you know, you're bringing in a celebrity each week. Like, you know, me and Rob have that maybe when we have Romesh in, but yeah. Otherwise.
Yeah.
And do you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, this country where they used people from their own life, Daisy May Cooper and Charlie Cooper.
Yeah.
And that it's got a different dynamic. You know, it's why people love Keeping Up with the Kardashians or... To show my age, the Osbournes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Loved the Osbournes.
Yeah, exactly. Totally like, that is a totally fresh thing because, and I am number one guilty for this, there is a world in which podcasts are just the same people all interviewing each other, yes. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, though. It's so lovely to have you, Josh. How many more have you got today?
No, I because I want it to be about the general public as well, because a lot of my whole idea was everybody's so nice to me online, I want to talk to all of them about
totally.
What they think
great
about
idea.
Stuff.
Do you know what it also reminds me of? What Joe Lycett does with Late Night Lycett, where he'll have people from Birmingham, and I think, you know... But because television probably demands... I mean, I don't know, obviously, demands celebrity... He probably couldn't get away with just having people from Birmingham on a TV channel. But you can get away with doing whatever you want on podcasts. That's one of the great things about it.
Yeah.
And the sad problem for you will come when your niece or your fiance or your sister or your whatever becomes the breakout star and leaves you for dust.
Yeah, that's true. At the moment, I'm just bribing them and saying, look, next Tuesday, should we do one about this? And she's like, I'm busy, I've got a job. I'm like, I know, but Els, I kind of really need you to do a few of these now. I'm bribing her with takeaways and that at the moment. I'll have to start paying them.
Yeah, it's going to be an issue when the ads start rolling in and you're suddenly not paying your niece to say that she loves Domino's.
Yeah, Danielle sent a voice message.
Hey, hon, you definitely have to get Mark on with you. You're both hilarious. Love the podcast so far. Can't wait to hear more. Take care. Have a great day.
Izzy also said that in your Instagram live in the comments, saying you should get Mark on. And he replied, I'll do it once the fee has been agreed. So, yeah, he's already...
Oh.
The numbers are already clicking round.
Yeah,
because he's your fiancé. I don't know whether this is too big a conversation. Have you got a joint bank account?
No, we don't. We don't have a joint.
You don't?
We don't have a joint bank account.
So you do. You would need to move the money across.
It's down to me, I think. And also, he can just not be on it. He's too shy anyway. He doesn't want to be on it. He wants to be. He wants to just sort of pipe up every now and again.
Being a man of mystery is good.
A bit like the Stig.
Yeah, exactly. A bit like the Stig or Banksy. Yeah. Which he might be.
Also, that was a brilliant podcast. Did you listen to that? The Banksy podcast.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
that was
really
great.
Really good.
I took my daughter to see the Banksy in the tree. She wanted to go and see the tree because they
did
talked
like
about
it
at school. Yeah, she did like it, actually, but they had to put stuff around it because someone threw white paint on it.
Really nice.
But you can't really get on your high horse about someone graffitiing a Banksy, I suppose.
Well,
who graffitis the graffiti?
Exactly. It's a difficult area to know what the rights and wrongs are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think you need to bring Mark on as much as your other family, because obviously there are a lot of couples podcasts as it is.
Wait till you hear my brother Tony. Honestly, I've got two brothers, David and Tony, but they're much older than me. One's a bank manager and one's a builder. And this morning he sent me, I sent him that I was number one. He said, wow, that's amazing. And I said, it's fucking ridiculous. I just talk a load of shit. And he said, that is amazing. I'm really good at talking shit. In fact, I have a master's degree in talking bollocks. See you next Wednesday. What time?
And so have you got any other questions?
Just how do I stay at the top, Josh? How do I stay in the top 20? How have you done it for all of these years?
Keep Instagramming.
Yeah.
You've got to be on every week.
Yeah.
People will find it and then people will do it. Go on other people's podcasts.
Yeah.
We plugged it on Parenting How. Amazing. Expect.
Thank you.
Expect, I don't know, nothing or something. It's difficult to know.
There's a lot there.
Become obsessed with the charts.
I had a lovely message from Joe Wilkinson this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just saying. That's well good. Done. Yeah, well done there.
You should go on Chatterbix.
I will be going on soon.
Yeah, you should go and promo on that. Yeah, they're fucking obsessed with the charts. They're absolutely obsessed with the charts.
Yeah. And I think they feel that they're like our Nat. Because obviously I've been doing this on and off for a bit. And it is partly to do with them that I've really enjoyed podcasting.
They've launched two stars, you and Paul from The Traitors.
Paul Gorton and Nat Cass.
Yeah.
That's it now.
Yeah, you're done. It's just gonna roll on and on and on. That's the other thing. Ask people to review it. Do you do that?
Yes, I have been doing that. I have been saying, please review, please, please, please review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No, that's it, Josh. I don't know what to say.
The weird thing with podcast is the only kind of thing you can do is just keep doing it.
Yeah.
People fucking love it in their lives, don't they? They just love it being part of their lives.
I had a lovely message from this lady who's having chemo, and she said, I've never listened to a podcast before, but really like your Instagram. So I've taken the effort and I found it. And she said, and I just feel like I'm talking to a friend. You know, I feel like I've got a friend in a room.
Honestly.
And that was so lovely. I just thought, it's so stupid. And I don't want to be like, oh, you're making people's day. But you actually are.
Yeah. Because you've been making them sad for 30 years on Albert Square. No, you are. That's what podcasts, that's the magic of podcasts, is that people fucking love it. And they love the feeling that you're their mate chatting. And they love to be a part of it. And it's their part. It's like they're catching up with a mate. And whether that be Acast and Gamble or Chris and Rosie Ramsey or Ellis and John or Chatterbix or you or whatever, that's kind of the podcast that people love the most.
Yeah. I mean, I wait for Fridays and Tuesdays. I think, oh, it's Thursday today. When I'm driving to work, I think I can't listen to Parenting Hell until tomorrow.
Oh.
So, yeah, I get it.
There you go. People, the ball will roll on. You've just got to plough on.
And thank you, Josh, because it's down to you as well, your company. Thank you for having me and everything.
Oh, Michael's so good.
Honestly, he's been great, but thank you so, so much.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you so much,
congratulations.
Josh. Cheers. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, lovely, Josh.
Lovely.
He's great, isn't he? He's great. I think he's very modest because he's so good at what he does. He's an amazing comedian as well. You don't want to be all gushy, but, you know, I'm a massive fan of his. And it's lovely to get a little bit of, expert advice because he is a bloody expert at podcasting. So it's nice to hear that he thinks I've done really well. It's just weird. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what's good and what's not. I know that I'm at number one, but I didn't know if every podcast came in and, you know, started really, you know, at number one. I don't know this stuff, which is why, you know, it's important to me to talk to a few people. You know, I haven't got any, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do my thing and see how it goes. It's exciting though, isn't it?
It is incredible. You've done so well.
Oh, cheers, Em. Cheers. I spoke to my brother. He's going to come on and have a little chat soon, which will be good. My sister-in-law, Linda, is going to come on and we're going to have a little chat. Ellie and Maria are desperate. We're going to do a fashion faux pas one, which is going to be really fun. All of my terrible fashion mistakes throughout the years. And we're going to sit here and they're just going to rip me apart for an hour. So that'll be interesting. But there's loads and loads of good stuff coming up. Really, really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. And you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the summer.
Yeah.
When it's really hot and we can go down to Southend or Brighton.
Yeah.
And have a wander along the pier and talk to people down there.
Yeah.
Have an ice cream. Do you fancy it?
Yeah.
Have a little ice cream. Go and have a chat with people. Pick a subject and then just have a little chat, see what people think. But I think we can get out and about a bit in the summer.
Oh, big time. Big time.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? It's still freezing It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, bright, sunny day, but this temperature needs to heat up because my tomatoes and chilies are getting very, very crowded on the windowsill. They need to get outside, but it's too early. Too cold. I don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
Wait till I show you my tomatoes.
I'd love to see your tomatoes.
That is not a double entendre.
Well.
You're going to love my tomatoes. I do get very excited about the tomatoes and chilies. That's all I grow. And when I say I, Mark does it all, really. Mark does most of it. He does most things, really.
Oh.
He really does most things. I'm very lucky. Apart from the fact that he won't come on here unless he gets paid. It's all right. I'll just give him lists of jobs to do elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
While you're busy being top of the chart podcaster, he can go and sort out everything else.
Joe Lysett keeps phoning me on a Friday night asking me what I'm up to. I'm live on his show every Friday.
It's so good. You're on, well, not to give it away what day we're recording, but what are you going to do today?
Oh, today? Well, I think I'm going to be cleaning this room because it needs a good cleaning. So I'm going to be polishing it, dusting it and having a hoover round probably at that time because the kids are going to go to bed and I've done no cleaning this week, so I'll probably be cleaning the house. So if he does choose to ring me again, I might be in here giving this a shameless plug.
You love it. Yeah, yeah. It's so fun. We've all been wondering where Nat Cassidy is. Yeah, where in the world is Nat?
Where in the world? Where in the world? It's great to have a jingle.
Yeah.
It is good to have a jingle. Bless him. Shall we have a little listen to some more voice notes?
Yeah, of course. Who would you like to hear?
This is Jill, and she's talking to us about voice notes. Have a listen to this.
Hi, Nat. This is Jill, and I'm messaging you from Dorking in Surrey. So I just listened to your first podcast, which I really loved, and I'm currently tidying my daughter's bedroom while she's at school, because then I can discreetly throw some stuff away without her claiming that it's the most important thing.
No. Listen, Jill. You went wrong. You went wrong at I'm cleaning my daughter's room while she's at school. Leave it.
Mm-hmm.
I leave mine. The 7-year-olds are tidy up, but she's actually quite tidy. The 13-year-old, if I go in there now, it's like we've been burgled. I'm not picking up damp towels off the floor. And sometimes she forgets to flush the toilet. That's something I will do because otherwise it's, you know what I mean? The stench in there is unbearable. But you've got to leave the kids' bedrooms. Mind you, I don't know how old your child is. She's probably, four or something, and I'm having a go at you. Anyway, carry on.
World, so I have a big pile, but that's not what my voice note is about. My voice note is about voice notes. So I've been thinking, so I love leaving voice notes, and me and my cousin who lives up in Shrewsbury, we never actually talk to each other face to face. We never get to see each other, but also we don't call each other either, but we voice note all the time.
Not at all. Can you believe this lady?
And so we've kind of concluded that we need to sit with a notepad when we're listening to the other person's voice note, because
I hear you.
We can't remember what you get to the end of it and you can't remember what they've talked about, but you know that you had lots of important points to make. And so sometimes I pause her voice note and then do like a little voice note in reply, and then I listen to a bit more. And I don't know why we do that. Why don't we just ring each other? It's ridiculous. But and then also a lot of the voice notes I leave are me saying, What was I going to say? She's exactly the same. You know, we're both like early 40s and we can't remember anything. So can't remember what the other said. Can't remember what we're saying. Or quite a lot of the time, my free time is when I'm in the car. So I leave her a voice note and it's me just talking about like the parking or somebody, like I don't know where to park. There's nowhere to park near school. I'm going to be late and someone's just pulled out in front of me, or me just going, oh, for goodness sake, which must be really annoying for her. She doesn't even drive. But anyway, I thought I'd just leave you this rambling voice note about voice notes.
I'm really sorry. I've forgotten everything that she said at the beginning of it.
Oh, were you not taking notes?
I've got no idea, Jill, what you're talking about. No, I'm only joking. Thank you for your voice note. It is long though, Jill. And that's what was that? 2.5 minutes or something?
Oh, yeah.
25-minute voice note. I'd start, send a letter. Let's go back to getting a pen and paper out. Why don't you send her a letter and then, you know, she'll keep up with it. Bloody hell, that's a long old voice note. I do love a voice note, though. They are good. you know, texting when you're busy and you're walking around, rushing around the house or whatever, walking, it's all good. Love a voice note. But thank you, Jill, and thank you for listening. Please don't leave me any voice notes over a minute long, please, because I haven't got the time.
It is tricky keeping up with people outside of voice notes as well, and just finding time where you both want to sit.
I just think any life admin is just tricky all round. Life admin, keeping up with everybody, making sure you've spoken to your nearest and your dearest. I've got so much admin to do for schools. I can't tell you, it's like another job. The emails I've got from both Eliza and Joni's schools, I've got to go through them all. I've got to do that after this, you know. I've got to sit down. There are dates I've got to write in the diary, things that need to be paid, school trips that I've got to work out, equipment and the kit list of what Eliza needs for her school trip. You know, it goes on and on. You'd think she was doing Race Across the World. It is so long. This, honestly, it's so long. But I need to do some admin. But yeah, there's so much to get on with. And this week's just really busy because of what's going on. I had an absolute washing machine nightmare again this morning. Did a black wash, was feeling really great, dropped the kids to school, and I thought, wow, I can't believe it. I'm number one in the chart. Pulled the washing out when I got home. White tissue over everything. So that brought me down to, earth with a bang, back to reality. Keeps me grounded, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly. Why can't people clean their pockets out? I'm not doing it. I'm really not. And I get a lot of messages. They agree with me. The white tissue and the black wash has got to be the worst one. And then I Googled it because there were so many pieces of tissue all over it. I shook it all off, but it was still really bad. They're telling me to put 4 aspirin in the sink and soak the clothes for 2 hours. Who's got time for it?
What's it got a headache? What's going on?
Apparently it's a hack. Apparently if you put 4 aspirin in a bowl, or the sink or whatever, with a load of water and soak the clothes for 2 hours, all of the white tissue miraculously comes off the clothes.
Do they want like the fizzy ones? Is that it? Is it just
It's got to be
bubbles.
The dispersible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the dispersible.
Pop in the other tablet.
Yeah, I know. Imagine just floating about. Just another thing to stick to the clothes if they weren't dispersible. Anyway, what a load of old shit, eh? Did you see my new mug? Look.
Oh, yeah, love it. She's got a Life with Nat mug.
Laura bought me that. It's really nice, really good. A couple of people saying they want a mug.
Yeah, we'll have to get onto some merch.
We'll have to get onto a bit of merch. And the name. I did a poll about the name.
Oh, yeah, name of the listeners, your fans, you lot.
Yeah, I've done a poll yesterday. Obviously, we spoke about the name of my listeners, what we're going to call this group of people. And we boiled it down to the Jibber Jabbers. We had the cassettes, we had the Nat Crackers, and we had the Chatterleys. And so far, it is between the Chatterleys and the Nat Crackers. But I do think the Nat Crackers are a bit seasonal. So the Chatterleys is becoming more and more likely, but I'm still, I don't want to say that's what it is yet, because someone might come up with another banger. So I'm still up for options. You know, I would like to hear some more of what you think you should be called. You know, as a group of people, what do you want me to say? What are the Chatterleys doing this week? Let's hear from them. Let's hear from the Nat Crackers. What are they up to? Have you got another name that you like? Please, please text it to me. 07788201919. Send me a voice note. Drop me a line. Let me know the names that you like. I'd really like to hear all about it.
Introducing Batiste Sweat Activated and Touch Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste Dry Shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
I'll tell you what we have had, Em. We've had loads of keys, pictures of keys.
Have we?
We've had loads of keys. You know, we got your keys out last week. Get your keys out for the lads.
Yeah, I showed you my bunch.
Got your keys out and you showed us your bunch. And this is turning into a carry-on podcast, which is interesting. Do you want to see my tomatoes? Show us your bunch. But yeah, your trolley token is something that I really want. Listen to this from Julia about trolley tokens. Unbelievable.
Just so you know, Nat, if you ever get caught short at the supermarket, you can use your Yale key if you've got a Yale key. I found this out randomly, accidentally. But yeah, just take your key off and put it in the trolley and it works just the same. So I'd never have to rummage around now for a pound or anything. Just put your key in. Loving the new podcast, by the way. Oh. It's fucking brilliant.
Oh, that is excellent. Thank you. Now, I've got a couple of things that we need to unpick from this voice note.
Yeah.
Number one, when she said, if you get caught short, you can use a Yale key. For a minute, I thought, oh my God, what is a Yale key going to do if I want to shit myself? That was the first thought. Then I realised that she was talking about the trolley token.
Yeah.
I'm sometimes in a bit of a rush, right, when I go to the supermarket. So I'm at the supermarket. I haven't got a pound. Remember the voice note? I think, yes, Julia, let's get in there. Get the Yale key. Take it off of my large bunch of keys.
Yeah.
Smash it in the trolley. Do the shopping, like supermarket sweep. I'm flying around the supermarket. Someone rings my phone. I bang the trolley down. What if I leave my house key in a trolley? Then what happens?
Yeah, that's the worry. And or if for some reason it managed to snap off in there.
Well, yeah, exactly. What then? Yeah. What? You're fucked.
And also, they're all the most fiddly bit to get off the key ring, aren't they? They're usually the one that's locked into the big ring.
They are with my fingers.
Yeah.
They are with my fingers.
It's a great idea.
It's a good idea, but I think I just need a trolley token.
Yeah. Is that going to be our first merch? Trolley tokens with Life with Nat written on them.
Great idea. Write that down. This way she's with me. Keep those ideas flowing. My keys weigh 206 grams, said Wilma.
Ooh.
When I say Wilma, I can't help but go, Wilma! I love the Flintstones, did you?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I love the Flintstones.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. People don't know they're born now. The other day, talking of old things, I'm not talking about myself. I was with someone who's obviously quite a lot younger than me, and we talk about magic and stuff, and I said, yeah, because Paul Daniels, and she said, who's Paul Daniels? I felt about 108. I could not believe this woman did not know who Paul Daniels was.
That's magic. How old was she? Because he was
20s, that? Early 20s.
Okay, yeah.
Who's Paul Daniels?
Yeah.
When did he die? God rest his soul. Quite a while ago, I suppose.
He was still on a bit and I'm 33. He was still on TV a bit. I also get him and Phil Daniels confused, which is the guy who he did Part Life.
Phil Daniels, I worked with Phil. He was he did Part Life and he was in Quadrophenia.
Yeah. And they're slightly different.
I have to say I don't get mixed up with Paul Daniels and Phil Daniels.
It's just
there's
name.
Quite a difference there, actually.
It's just the
it's
name.
Quite a large difference.
Yeah, they are very different genres.
You're talking shit again, Em.
I am.
Basically.
Paul Daniels, 2016, we lost him.
Oh, okay, bless his heart. So it's nearly 10 years ago. Fair enough, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the things that's popped up is the Mirror newspaper has got a website that's like, latest news updates, pictures, videos and reactions for Paul Daniels. I don't think that you're going to get many updates now.
I don't think so.
Sorry.
I really don't think so. Oh, no, here's a good one. You know, we were talking about the tiny little pocket.
Oh, yeah.
The tiny little pocket in our jeans and what is it for? Yeah. Mark told me that back in the day it was a Levi advert and it was designed for a condom.
Oh.
So there is an advert, if you go onto YouTube, where Levi advertised that pocket as a condom pocket. But we don't need those. So, well, I certainly don't. But I like this better. And Em, as you're a cat lover, did you know the tiny pocket on your jeans is for a photo of your cat?
Oh.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's for a picture of your pet in a tiny little stamp-sized.
Oh.
Maybe it was for stamp collectors, that pocket.
Just keep your stamps in your jeans.
But Lydia, thank you so much. I love that little tiny cat in that tiny little pocket.
You
love
don't have pets, do you?
I haven't. I've got two rabbits, actually. Oh. Lily and Lala, absolutely useless. Joni wanted them for her fifth birthday. Bought the fucking things. Really cute, lovely. Hutch, absolute fortune.
Yeah.
Pets at home, hay, straw, sawdust, the best food. No one looks at them.
Yeah.
No one goes out there. Do you know what I mean? It's annoying. And I feel sorry for them in the winter because I don't want to start a debate here, right? And people might be annoyed, but I don't bring mine in over the winter. I've just loads of hay, loads and loads of sawdust, you know, really pack it out and they stay outside. But now spring's coming. Mark's built a really good kind of pen.
Yeah.
Can't really explain it. So it's like a really big pen. And then when it gets warm, we'll put them outside all day and they run around in there and they love it. But the kids could not give a shit.
Yeah. Couldn't care. I was the same. We had rabbits as kids and we were always, it's just
absolutely pointless.
It's all the work of cleaning them out and stuff. It's so, poor little things.
They're lovely. You know, I don't know. But what am I going to do now? I'm not going to pop them in a stew. I'm not going to do it because I've had them now for a couple of years. So it is what it is. But yeah, they are my pets. I had a pet cat when I was younger, Twinkle. Twinkle was lovely. Never had a dog. But my nanny's got a dog, Lily. So she comes around loads. So she's a bit like our dog.
Aww.
She's here all the time. When I get home from work, she's here. Do you know what I mean? So that's quite nice. And the kids love her. So that's good. But yeah, it's good.
Lovely.
Got a lovely voice note from lovely Polly from North London here. She now lives in Suffolk, but North London babe.
Hello, Natalie, and hello, Natalie's listeners. I just want to say that I've really enjoyed listening to your podcast. It came at such a good time for me because I'm self-employed and I've had to do the really boring job of admin and accounts and bookkeeping and blah, blah, blah. However, I put on your podcast and smash through life today. It was so nice listening. I really enjoyed it and I can't wait to listen more. All the best. Lots of love. Polly from Suffolk, originally North London girl. Repping North Wheezy. Do you get me? Lots of love. Take care.
Oh, lovely Polly. North London, you see, you can't beat it. A bit of North London. Not that I'm against East, West or South, but North London's the best. I'm loving the fact that you've smashed through that. Done what you needed to do. I do that with Chatterbix when I'm doing my washing and when I'm cleaning, and I do it with Parenting Hell as well. I just put them on and I can get through anything. So I get what you mean. I just feel very, very honoured that now people are doing it with my voice because I've been doing it for ages with other people's voices. So thanks so much, Polly. And keep on listening. We're going to have a right laugh.
Hi, Nat. It's Maria here. Absolutely loving the podcast. It is a breath of fresh air in a world of totally scripted stuff, real life happenings, unfiltered, down to earth. You're keeping us hooked, girl. Anyway, here's to more genuine and relatable moments. On another note, I've just got back from the cinema and I'm absolutely drenched. When will it stop? Are we being punished or something? Because I have never seen so much rain, and let's not even mention the temperature, because people are wearing hats and gloves out there. This ain't normal.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Kirsty, because the next step is all about the weather. People stripping off and going out in flip-flops when it's about 12 degrees. But you're right, it is still absolutely freezing. There's a lot more weather talk in Ep 5, so keep listening. This is a good one.
Hey, Nat, it's Hayley Doody. I really, really, really miss the cooking ones that you used to do lives on Instagram in lockdown and with your family, and you used to do like roast dinners and things, and I used to love watching them. So if you could do one of them again one day, that'd be fab. I hope you're well. Have a lovely, lovely day.
Oh, thanks, Hayley. That's lovely of you. Do you know what? Yeah, it was in lockdown that me, Maria and Ellie used to cook and do a live sort of roast dinner and stuff, which was really good fun. Maybe we'll bring it back. It's just a time, Hayley, to be honest. I've got so much going on now. I don't know what's happened. It's just a busy time, but I will do that at some point. And we've got a lovely voice note here from Chris. And it's just nice to have a bloke do a voice note. It's not just for women, this pod, do you know what I mean? It's for everyone. So have a listen to Chris.
Hey, Nat, love the new podcast. Thought I'd drop you a voice note, maybe be your first male contributor. Found my way here after hearing you on David Earl and Joe Wilkinson's pod.
Crunch, crunch.
I've had a lot of time on my hands since getting a life-changing diagnosis 5 months ago, so podcasts have helped me keep me sane through and given me a bloody good laugh. Anyway, I've always enjoyed your acting, but hearing you on their podcast without being scripted was nice to hear, and the real you, and see that there's no airs and graces. You are you. So I'm a big fan, and like you, I detest being late.
Yes.
My dad always used to say to me, early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable. Keep up the good work. Thanks for bringing another funny podcast to my ears. Cheers.
Oh, Chris, I'm with you. Absolutely brilliant. And that is how we all should be. Early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable. I love it. Let's get it on a T-shirt, Chris. The queuing chat has gone down so well, right? But I got this message from Nikki, and this really made me laugh. This was on Instagram. Just finished listening to the podcast. Brilliant. Thought I'd share my queuing story to make you giggle. Was in Temple Bar, Dublin, with the girls. Amazing. Who doesn't like to go to Ireland? It was my round, so I joined the queue. Chap in front of me had his hood up, stood there for about 5 minutes and couldn't work out why the queue isn't moving. Turned round to look at the girls, who were all pissing themselves. I was stood behind a coat stand. What an idiot. Never lived it down. Don't even think I was that pissed. That is absolutely brilliant, honestly. That really, I was laughing earlier, Nikki. I just thought that'd be something I would do. I would stand behind a coat hook. Waiting for a drink, thinking, why is this queue not moving?
They're so slow with the service here.
Yeah. Behind a coat stand. Thank you for that, Nikki, and thank you for enjoying the pod. Brilliant. I've had a lovely message here from Kylie. Just come through.
Minogue?
It's not Minogue, but if she does listen, please can I have a couple of boxes of wine? The rosé is meant to be lovely for the summer.
Does she make wine now?
Yeah.
Ah.
You've not seen it?
I didn't know that. No.
She does. Graham Norton does. They're all at it.
Ah. We'll make some trolley tokens and we'll make some wine.
Yeah, lovely.
Life with that wine.
I fancy a little weekend over in Polyfusa somewhere, you know what I mean?
Oh, wine tasting.
A little wine tasting up would be good. At some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen to this from Kylie. Hi, Nat. Loving the podcast so far. Massive fan and absolutely love following you on Insta. You crack me up. After listening to your first episode and hearing you talk about the small jeans pocket, I was sad enough to look it up. It was originally designed by Levi's for cowboys in the 1800s to hold their pocket watches. Hope you like this totally useless Friday fact. Stay amazing and have a great weekend. Much love, Kylie. Kylie, you've solved the problem. You're an absolute superstar. There you go. It was meant to be for a pocket watch in the 1800s.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Kylie. Brilliant. And I'm pleased you're loving the pod. Just tuned in and loved the podcast. Thought I'd send you this for a laugh. This is my talented dog. Thanks for being so genuine. Keep up the good work. Maz, please take a pipe at this.
Been a song.
How unbelievable is that?
If we didn't have a theme tune already.
I can't believe. Is that a whippet? What a gorgeous, gorgeous dog. Now, why is he not on Britain's Got Talent, Maz, get back to me, please. Unbelievable. Why is he not on there with a piano? And you haven't even said the dog's name. I can't even make him famous or anything. Or her. Don't know what it is. Can I have some more information about the piano playing dog, please? I mean, you've just sent that over as if it's normal. I need some more info. We'll talk about it on another pod. Thanks, Maz. This sounds crazy, but what I really like is that already I feel like I've got a few close friends of the pod. And we spoke to Bex last week, and she's great fun. And she's left me a voice note. So let's listen to this.
Well, I've just listened to the first two podcasts. Hey. Just wanted to say, amazing. Nat, it sounds fab. And I'm sure everybody's going to love you. I've also just been to my Pilates class and told everybody. So that's a few more listeners. I mean, and like you said, some of the ladies were like, what's a podcast? So yeah. I feel like I've just shown a couple of people the Purple app. And, you know, that'll be another couple of listeners for you, hopefully. Anyway, love, amazing, well done, and can't wait for more.
Ah, what a lovely lady. Thank you so much for doing that. This is the thing. Listen, this is the thing which is important, right? People don't know how to listen. I know I keep saying it, but everyone, you know, when I started talking about doing this, a lot of people who do listen were like, oh, podcasts, they've had their day. Oh, it's, you know, completely oversaturated. Yeah, oh, I don't know. It hasn't started yet. What are you talking about? Yeah. This is the very beginning, love, in my eyes. Certainly in my world.
Yeah.
So thank you, Bex. Great, great that she went to the old Pilates. She's good. Still going to her fitness classes. She's
in a excellent car again. Hopefully not in behind car, a tractor.
Probably behind a tractor. Absolutely right. Anyway, a voice note's better from her because if you wait for a phone call, she's always late. Yeah. So I'd rather a voice note.
She's great, though.
Really good.
Oh, lovely.
Debbie's another favourite. Listen to this lovely, lovely voice note.
Hello, Nat. It's Debbie. Firstly, I wanted to say I've listened to 2 episodes of your podcast. Loving it. Absolutely loving it. I don't listen to loads of podcasts. There is one other one I listen to called What's Your Problem with Carol McGiffin. She's a proper scream. Listen to that. And yours is just up my street. It's like tuning in to a couple of best mates, really. And I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but I lost my very best friend last year and miss her terribly. And having that someone that you can just talk to, trust, it's not there anymore. So listening to you guys is just lovely. I love all the anecdotes. I love the day-to-day shit. I loved about, you know, stuff on the A1, queuing up. It's just great. I love it. I love a bit of swearing too. So, Nat, I wish you all the very best for your podcast. I will be an avid listener, and I'm sure at some point I'll be popping over quite a few voice notes with my opinions too. All right, darling, you take care, and I will look forward to listening to you. I put my headphones on at night time, and I'll listen to you girls having a proper chinwag, and I'd love to take part one day. God bless, darling. Take care. Bye.
Debbie is a legend. I just want Debbie to live next door. I think she sounds so wholesome. So I bet she's had a bit of a life, you know what I mean? She's got some knowledge. I bet she's got some stories. And to hear someone say they lost their best friend and they feel a bit lonely, and that's what podcasts can do, do you know what I mean? She's now got something she can listen to that's relatable and a friendly tone of voice and a couple of people, you know, me especially, she'll be able to listen every week now and feel like she's got a bit of a mate. And I will respond. I voice noted Debbie back last night. I don't just do it for the pod. I've texted her. I said, when are you coming on? She said Fridays are a bit of a bastard at work, so she couldn't do today. But, you know, I'm going to get her on to have a little chat. And that's what I want. And making a community is what this is about. And to hear people like Bex and Debbie and Sam just makes me realise that it is going to work. My idea is going to work. So thank you so, so much. Thanks to Josh coming on. And Em, thanks to you as always.
Thank you.
I can't wait to talk to you next week. Have a brilliant week. Follow me on Instagram, 07788 2019 19. Send me your thoughts, ideas. Let me know photos. Tell me if you've got a selfie with my billboard with my great big face in it. Post those on. Contact me on Instagram. Tell your friends about the pod. All you need to do is tell your friends to go to podfollow.com/lifewithnat. And it will just pop up. Thank you for listening to me this week. There'll be loads and loads of fun stuff next week. Nat Cass is going to sign off for another mad week. And I'll see you next time. See you later. Bye.